Okay, attention, everyone. Andrew normally edits this podcast. I'm not Andrew. I'm Kevin. I'm editing the podcast. Yeah.
Hello. Is this Tom Smith?
I'm just going to let you take over.
Hi. Is this Tom Smith? Your extended warranty.
4591.
Oh.
Okay, here we go. This is a Coinbase scam.
Hi.
Jake is back.
Hey.
And,
I'm waiting for Davidson, baby. Woohoo.
We're just going to see where this goes.
Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
This is George Bush. This is crazy.
I'm richer than you and your entire fucking family.
Excuse me.
I make more money in a day than your family does in a year.
Excuse me, sir. Is this the Coinbase support line?
Yes, sir. This is the Coinbase support line.
Wow, he said that N-word rather quickly.
Okay, so listen, I'll read what the Reddit said. This was posted 20 minutes ago. After calling out his scam, he raged and called me a stupid N-word over and over again until he was out of breath. This guy sounds like
Let's call him back. Let's get him back on the line.
Okay, should we change the number?
Change the number immediately. You know what?
Okay, here we go. I'm gonna call him on my phone. Actually, no. We're gonna just change our fucking number.
You know what? Call him back from this number.
From this number?
Fuck it.
Is he gonna? Okay. But let's use a different name.
Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
John Carson.
The Google subscriber you have called is not available.
Oh.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Because I wanted to be like, I'm here with former President George Bush. He'll start yelling again.
Excuse me, I know you said you have more money than our families combined, but clearly not if you would be doing all this crap.
Scammers, stop doing it.
Great little, Kevin's FaceTiming me. Yo, let's prank call Kevin. Yo.
You're there?
I've been here, yeah. Jake walked in, so we just messed with a scammer for like 30 seconds, and I'm just gonna throw it in somewhere.
Bro, like, just casually dropped the N-word, like, before we even said anything.
Do you know when Brendan gets there?
As soon as possible, but it's not looking like he's gonna be there for a while. So it's gonna be you and me standing up. All right, see ya. Well, I'm alone in the podcast room now. Welcome to Waiting for Davidson.
I understand.
Yeah.
All right.
Why is this just here?
Welcome to the podcast where, at this point, we just do whatever we want. my name is Andrew.
My name is Kevin.
My name is Brendan.
And I am also Brendan.
Yeah, so today's actually the standing episode, episode 35.
Freaking standing episode.
Kevin vowed that we would do this entire episode standing. Yeah, Brendan has been experimenting lately. Yep,
so. Yeah. Standing on business.
Amen.
Standing on the floor.
Ooh. We're doing this.
Standing in.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know where to put my hand. My hands are on my hips right now. All of us, yeah.
This is also an American episode because we're standing on America.
Yeah, you've got to.
You're doing the pregnant pose. That's when you have your thumbs.
Oh, I'm doing the pregnant pose.
That's when you're pregnant. When it's like this, that's power.
Yeah, but this is like, this is uncomfortable. You know,
are you pregnant?
It's quite comfy.
I don't know.
People only do that pose.
I'm going to take a test. That's going to be our next bit.
I have some extra.
You know what? Do you actually?
Yeah, actually.
Do you have them like on you?
Andrew takes a pregnancy test.
Okay, because like if you had a pregnancy test on you, I would just go and take it right now for like shits and giggles.
Damn.
Have that be a bit.
Okay, I'll run back to my dorm.
No, you don't have to. Filling in for the first 8 minutes of us not having Brendan are our dear friends Baz and Minta, who have been mentioned on the podcast several times.
Three times. Hello. According to Brendan, we are not counting. Heads.
Yes. High five.
Woo!
Wait, do it louder for the mic.
Oh!
Hell yeah.
Yeah. There goes everyone's ears. So yeah, what's
goes everyone's ears.
Ah!
Help me!
Help me, I'm stuck in this bathroom.
Help me, I'm stuck in the bathroom. Anyways.
So what you just heard before the intro was Jake, our friend Jake Epstein, who was on the podcast. I believe it was actually 10 episodes ago this episode. He was like, hey, let's just do a prank call. Like, I got 5 minutes, let's do a prank call. So we went to the subreddit, we got a number, and we just, you know, I mean, you guys heard it. That was quite something, but mm-hmm. Who knows? I mean, this episode's a little unscripted. I asked my father to give us another nomination for a prank call, and he is not going to be able to this week. He said next week, so we're going to find somebody to call, don't you worry, but that's just your little prank call tease for the day.
Kevin just pointed to the questions. Like, I'm not a fan of the podcast, and I hope everyone knows how much that upset me.
We have the lucky 16 questions.
I've listened to every episode in order.
No, I was asking you, did the Titanic deserve it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't believe in boats. I think anything that tries to conquer the ocean, like, doesn't deserve... Yeah, the ocean has a right to conquer it back, and it did that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The ocean conquered the ocean back.
No, the ocean conquered the Titanic, which tried to conquer
the
ocean
back. Yeah, that was like a land thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
boats
I see.
Stay on land.
Yes.
Boats should stay
Boats
on
should
land.
Stay on
they
land.
Should. Mm.
Didn't remember that ship that blocked like the Panama Canal?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that was such like a big thing at Trader Joe's when I was working there because people were so mad. They were like, "Where's my fucking thing?" And I was like the ship is blocking. I can't get you your chips right now, ma'am. They're like, "Well, can you fix it?"
They're stuck in Panama.
And I was like, "Yeah, actually, let me run down to Panama to get you your chips."
Yeah, your chips are being held hostage in Panama. I can't eat them. I'm sorry.
Mm.
Messed up.
So annoying.
Anyways, what?
I'm like lost.
Yeah, because okay, you know why we're lost? You know the
Brendan,
exact reason.
Because it's just Brendan.
You guys gotta say some controversial
shit. The other day I took a shit. Realized how much gay sex I've been having. The shit was so easy. That's my Brendan impression. Then I'm gonna say something really bad and Andrew's gonna censor it.
No, wait. We'll be Brendan. Hold on. Brendan.
Oh my god. For those of you who are not watching us right now, Minta just pulled out a vape.
Fed.
Yeah.
Brendan really likes to do clouds during these episodes.
That's really funny.
That's really fucked up.
All right, so thanks, Brendan, for that. I think before he gets here, let's just knock out Pete News. Yeah?
Yeah.
Actually, I'm just gonna.
Tropic Thunder?
Yeah, you ever see Tropic Thunder?
This is the is the Lad Bible, bro. I trust it immediately. I trust anything Bible related. I'll blindly trust anything Bible related.
Kevin, can you tell us a little bit about your religion bit that's been going on recently?
It's not a bit, dude. Shut your ass up.
All right, I'm sorry. Hey,
it's a movement.
I'm religious, so you're.
Really?
What exactly has been going on in your life and your reconnection to God?
I believe in him again.
I'm going to use this in my script.
Which
guys.
Sect specifically?
Which sex?
Which
sect?
All of the sects. Every sect. I believe in whatever the church people tell me to believe in.
It's a dangerous game, man.
Wait, what if the church people tell you that God is dead? What do you do then?
Recording. Yeah,
That's
we
true.
Are recording. I'm sorry.
You guys do?
We have a podcast.
We're recording.
Oh.
For
Pete Davidson.
For Pete.
Believe it or not.
Is this
from the... Is this the Pete Davidson Come On Our Show podcast?
Yes.
Yeah.
Also known as Waiting for Davidson.
Waiting for Davidson. Wherever you get your podcast.
Every Friday.
One of your members is in my class, I think.
Yeah, Brendan.
You know Brendan?
Yeah,
we're missing him today.
Yeah, where is it?
We're Brendan.
No, I'm Brendan. Yeah, we're Brendan.
You're both Brendan?
Yes.
We're Brendan.
Yes.
Do you need to edit in here or something? You're...
No, I just saw you guys recording. I was like,
you just want to break it.
I just wanted to say.
I was interrupting them.
Oh, no. And now you've landed a spot on the podcast.
Yes.
Yeah, Waiting for Davidson. They'll come out Friday.
The show ends with Pete Davidson, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
All right, so.
Well, no, he nominates another celebrity.
Well, it depends on how long that takes.
Yeah, when did...
He may or may not nominate another celebrity. How does this even end?
Would it count if he gave you guys, like, a kiss?
Can I get a visual? I woke up this morning with a mom.
What do you mean?
Oh.
Like, if someone... If
like, if he submitted a video?
If he submitted a video to you guys, that's not...
No, no.
Okay, that's not enough.
No, not at all.
He's got to come in this room and record.
Whoa! He can't record by his...
He needs to ejaculate on recording. Yeah.
Yep.
Needs to come in this room.
Not even via Zoom. If we got a fly, we'll
chill,
fly.
Chill with the language.
No. They've said far worse things on this podcast. No,
fuck shit, bitch. I'm slut.
Faggot. Fagyat.
Wow,
fagyat.
Was, okay. All right, y'all.
We're going to get canceled for that.
We can say that.
Yeah. I'm straight.
Can't you tell?
I'm a straight girl.
Alright, peace out, Chris.
Thanks, dude.
Get me on one of shows.
Sure, man, I'll have Brendan reach out.
He was so shocked.
It's really funny. I was telling them about how I showed you.
He's in your class. I was like, alright, hey, dude, we'll see you tomorrow, I guess.
No, that's funny. Okay, does anybody want to read this article?
Yes.
Yeah, you, dude.
Can we do it in unison?
Yes.
Is that going to be too much?
Just this article, that's fine. You gotta say what source it's from first.
This is from... Lad Bible?
Lad Bible.
Oh.
Okay.
What happened to Lady Bible?
Can I, how many, like, how do I read?
There's one over
there. I know, but that's
there's
really far
four
away.
Screens for you to read off of.
Okay. Pete
Davidson has explained why he's so popular with women. The comedian has been living it up with the likes of Ariana Grande, Kim Kardashian, Phoebe DeNever, Kaya Gerber, and Kate Beckinsale.
From Anish Vij.
Published March 5th. Pete Davidson has been the envy of almost every man with his seemingly effortless ability to date beautiful-looking women. From Kim Kardashian and Ariana Grande to Kaya Gerber and Kate Beckinsale, it appears that the 30-year-old knows something we don't. Out of everyone, though, Grande is the only woman he's been engaged to, as the celebrity pair had a whirlwind romance back in 2018. However, some believe that a certain tweet might have something to do with Davidson's popularity with the ladies. At the time, someone accidentally asked her on TX Twitter about the size of her fiance's penis. How long is Pete?
?
They said, adding, oh, as in the interlude, not as in anyway. To which Grande replied, like 10 inches? Oh, fuck. I mean, a little over a minute. Grande later deleted the tweet, but the damage was already done. Davidson himself has spoke about the real reason why women find him so attractive. Back in 2022, the comedian appeared at the 9th annual Patrice O'Neill Comedy Benefit concert, where he said, there seems to be a curiosity about me, is what my friends tell me. I was trying to figure out how to explain myself to someone because I was doing an interview. Davidson went on to compare his appeal to an unexpected find in a discount DVD bin, which he says usually contains movies like Predator 2, Shrek Forever After, and Tropic Thunder.
Thank you for that. That was wonderful.
Yes. Yeah, you're welcome.
So, have any of you seen Tropic Thunder or know what Tropic Thunder is?
No, I hardly know her.
Kevin?
No.
None of you know what Tropic Thunder is.
Is it a good one?
So, I've never seen it. I heard it's like a funny satirical movie on Vietnam War films.
I was literally going to say Vietnam.
Okay.
But I'm about to blow all of your minds right now. Those of you listening who have seen or heard of Tropic Thunder, you know exactly where I'm going with this.
Oh, no. Do you know who that is? Yep.
Yeah. Kevin, do you know who that is?
Yes.
That's Iron Man.
Yeah,
that's great.
That is Robert Downey Jr. Although I think it's supposed to be a satirical approach.
That's what I heard.
I've never seen the movie, so I'm not going to comment much further.
Yeah. I am friends with my friend's mom. Well, quote unquote friend. My friend's mom paid his bail when he was in jail. So she's the reason why we have him, actually.
Damn.
Shout out.
Thunder.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Let this guy do blackface.
Shout out. Oh.
I've fallen victim to the Pete Davidson effect in my lifetime. Yeah. At least once.
Yeah, you have.
No, yeah, I know.
It's more like the Jesus effect.
Yeah. They're like one of the same. This is
like the line test. You know what I'm talking
about?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So our next article is from Unilad.
Oh,
the Lad.
Body language expert with Lad Bible, of course. Body language expert explains how Pete Davidson is able to attract so many women.
I'm going to take notes on this.
So the other one I did read prior, we're going into this one blind.
Oh.
What's he got that I don't have is what some stars are likely asking themselves as Pete Davidson continues to attract women across Hollywood. Pete Davidson is a comedic genius to some and an annoying pest to others. However you feel about this funny man antics, however, it is undeniable that he has been able to attract some of Hollywood's most sought-after women. The former Saturday Night Live star's former romantic partners have included Kate Beckinsale, Margaret Qualley, Kaya Gerber, Ariana Grande, and Kim Kardashian. To some people that don't see the appeal, it has become one of Hollywood's most recent mysteries. But a body language expert has claimed there have been signs as to what makes him so desirable. We could have got all of that in the headline. according to body expert Julie James, who spoke to the Daily Mail, the comedian's edginess, easygoing nature, and dating history has makes him a...
His
easygoing nature... It makes him a highly sought-after bachelor, particularly to those fresh out of relationships. In a world of controlling exes, this could be like therapy to women, she said. She added, not only does Pete look like a man who is continually punching above his weight, he acts like it too with his body language. He tends to look starstruck in a very flattering way. The more beautiful a woman is, the more she tends to attract the arrogant narcissist. Pete looks like the opposite, which could be refreshing. The body expert revealed how humor is also Pete Davidson's secret weapon. James also noted
that... Look at the freaking scroll bar. Are we seriously going to...
Oh, my God. No. We'll cut it off eventually. James also noted that because he's been linked to many beautiful women in the past, it's propelled his status in the dating scene. She said that many potential suitors might think, who would not be interested in dating the man who dated Kim Kardashian? The body language expert added that with the likes of Machine Gun Kelly and Travis Barker, dating the rebellious yet laid-back guy seems to be the trend. Emily Ratajkowski also once piped up about why she and other women find him so appealing. While appearing on The Late Night with Seth Meyers, the model-turned-author said, guys are like, wow, what's that guy got? And I mean, like, he seems super charming. He's vulnerable. He's lovely. His fingernail polish is awesome. He looks good. Ratajkowski also added that he has a super great relationship with his mom. I would like to tie in that the opening scene of Bupkis, Pete Davidson, is VR masturbating to VR porn and comes all over his mother.
Yeah.
It's a really great relationship.
Yeah.
They're just really close.
Too great of a relationship.
So to finish off Pete news, there was, I was meeting with somebody today. I'm now on the other side of the fraternity and I'm meeting with all these people who want to get in. So I was having one of these meetings today and it was a she was a screenwriting major who was doing a mass media minor. And for one of her mass media classes, she was studying the new trend called Ugly Hot, which yes, I've familiar. Been off TikTok. For those of you who don't know, I gave up TikTok for Lent. So I've been off TikTok since Ash Wednesday. So, right. You know,
also known as Valentine's Day. Also known as Smash Wednesday.
Ooh.
Oh, amen.
Yeah, only once every, decade?
Yeah.
Only the faithful know.
So we were
people commenting on like religious shit.
She was telling me about Ugly Hot and how Ugly Hot is like how some celebrities or influencers are so. I just love how we're all standing right now. This is crazy. Some celebrities or influencers are so like ugly that they're hot.
Yeah.
Or some are so conventionally attractive, but one thing about them makes them really ugly. But like, that's hot ugly.
Like smelling bad.
Yeah.
But Ugly Hot is. And I was, like, waiting for her to say it. She's like Pete Davidson. And I was like, well, wouldn't you be happy to know that I have a podcast about Pete Davidson? And we're going to talk about Ugly Hot today.
Yeah.
So do you guys think Pete Davidson is ugly hot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's just hot.
Dude, you see him in the I'm Just Ken parody. He was hot as fuck in that.
I liked his hair in that.
Exactly. Okay. I thought so.
Okay.
Well,
I've gotten better. I gave up Men for Lent. That was my thing. And since then, I've... healed.
You've gotten better.
Spiritually.
The thing is, we have different taste in men. We have skewed taste in men.
We sometimes have similar taste in men.
Like who?
I'm not gonna name drop. There's been...
I'll censor.
The one guy at the party. Well, that was like a silly
I didn't like him.
Yeah, neither did I.
Okay. Well.
Okay. Oh my God. I see this guy occasionally, and I just laugh at him.
Yeah, he told me he loved me after 2 minutes of speaking with me.
Sway if I'm not talking.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me to get close to the mic.
Well, because you're like far from it. Yeah. Sorry.
Wow.
Kevin's drifting. Guys, Kevin's afloat on
Kevin's,
sea.
Kevin's slowly drifting away from his mic.
Wherever I want.
This guy told Minta.
I'm
going
to go slap Andrew.
Guys,
I don't even have to get up. I could just walk over to him.
It is 9:11 p.m. We're starting a little late today.
Anyways.
Can you just slap me over the microphone?
Yes.
Ow!
Dun, dun, dun.
This guy told you that he loved you?
After two minutes of speaking in the basement of a frat.
Well, Minta almost got him to kiss his friend.
Yeah, because he was like, oh, yeah, I like that gay shit, too. Yeah. Like, that's fine, because, you know. And then,
and then
I was like, oh, yeah, okay, go kiss that guy then. Yeah. And he's walked over and started begging the bartender to kiss him.
Like, he was like, oh, no, I kiss that guy all the time. And then we were like, prove it. He was like begging his friend to kiss him.
Yeah, it was really, really enjoyable, actually.
It was really. And the night after I went back to this place, Minta did not, and he was still talking about Minta. And we had not met him prior.
Yeah.
Wow.
Weird.
He was, that was some, that was some love at first sight. That he was going to kiss a man for you.
Exactly.
I feel like
if I were flirting with somebody at a party and they asked me to go kiss my friend, I would just go over to Brendan and like wouldn't return. We just start making out, you know, as we do.
I would do that.
To Brendan?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Honestly, me too.
As Brendan, personally, I'd walk over to myself and kiss myself.
He's going
to
be so flattered.
Yeah.
Brendan, I miss you so bad.
It
doesn't Brendan,
feel
come
the same
home.
Without you.
I've also heard that Timothy Chalamet is regarded to as ugly hot.
He's sickly
hot. Like he looks like he's gonna die, but in a hot way.
Yeah, I want to nurture him back to health.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna
spoon
feed him chicken soup.
Yeah,
and be like,
I
want to
give him like a nice like warm cloth on his head.
Exactly.
Read him a little story.
Mm. Yeah, tuck him in real tight.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Okay. Kevin, do you have any ugly hot people?
I mean,
on your brain?
I don't even know. Like, I would honestly consider, like, Timothy Chalamet and Pete Davidson just, like, hot, period, the end. I don't even think they're ugly. I wouldn't go as far to say they're, like ugly.
Hmm.
I don't know. I think I've been trying really hard to, like, what's, like, okay. Well, I was, like, I've been, like, really hard, like, what is an attractive guy? Because I feel like if I look at any guy long enough, they turn ugly. But that's, like, a me thing.
I feel like Jeremy Renner.
Oh, he is ugly. He looks like an exotic
bird. Can you pull
bird.
Up a picture?
He's
you know who Jeremy
Renner,
Hawkeye?
From the
no,
bear.
No, not that guy. Jeremy Renner.
Oh, I'm thinking of Jeremy Allen White.
Put
Jeremy
him on the
Renner.
Screen. Put him on the screen.
Well, he's just crazy.
This guy?
Jeremy Renner, yeah. I feel like he's ugly hot.
He's just ugly.
Or that guy from Saltburn.
Oh, Barry Keoghan?
Yeah.
Oh, he's...
He just looks like a lesbian, though.
I don't get the hot part, honestly, with him. Maybe he's hot ugly.
That's
this
true.
Guy,
there's a difference between ugly hot
this
and
guy's
hot ugly.
Older than my dad.
Jeremy Renner?
Yeah. Maybe.
You know what? You know who was
Why's
who
your
was
dad
partially
so young?
My awakening? Mark Ruffalo, who's
like
old, older.
In their 40s.
What?
Yeah. Damn, my parents were like pushing 60. That's crazy.
I know, my
yeah.
my parents are actually that exact age.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not to be revealed on air.
Yeah, it's just nobody can look up what how old Jeremy Renner is.
My parents are actually 40 if you're listening. Both my parents are 40. Oh, don't listen. They can't listen to this.
My parents are 25.
Oh, they had you.
How did that work,
real young.
Dude.
Yeah. Huh?
25 and you're 19.
Oh, you just aged.
Fun fact,
yeah,
I'd like to add
that,
in
that's
here.
Is
hold on. Hold on,
19,
y'all.
What?
Fun fact, I'd like to drop in that I am older than Andrew Schilling.
Yeah.
Oh. Wait, are you
crazy?
Yes, by 2
yeah.
weeks.
Yeah.
Did you wait, how?
Did you just
you're
get
older
like
than me,
you just get like held back?
Yeah. I did have to do kindergarten twice.
Oh.
But because
So you're a dumbass.
No.
Stupid.
Okay. First of all, if any kid has to do kindergarten twice, it's not my fault. I'm 6. Like
I mean.
So, but I did it.
But some of us were on the grind.
Some of us had to fucking lock
some
in.
Some of us shaped colors by the end. You did it.
Okay.
That's a you thing.
I went to hippie preschool for the first time. I didn't wear shoes or clothes for the most part. It was more like Circle of Life. I took care of silkworms. There were a few rats in there. We made waffles on the playground.
Damn, and they were like, they're not ready.
Exactly. Well, then because by the time I go into Catholic school and I get into their kindergarten and they're like, what do you know? And I'm like, well, let me show you how to, like, breed a silkworm. And they're like, no, fuck you. What is this shape? And I'm like, fucking triangle? I don't know.
Yeah.
But, hey, I learned. Okay, I just can't spell now, but other than that, I'm fine.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
How do you spell?
Wait, guys. Wait, this is huge. How do you spell imposter? Spell it. Like,
I am P-O-S-T-O-R.
Yeah, did you see that? Everyone thinks it's E-R because that's how it's spelled in the Among Us meme.
It's not
no.
E-R.
It's O-R.
No,
it's
O-R. You can spell it both ways.
No, not traditionally. No, that's not true.
But in Among Us, the game, when it says you're the imposter, it's with an O.
Yeah, is but it? Like the, yes. the whole like
look
joke
it up.
Of
look
like
up the
imposter.
I've played enough Among Us.
But the imposter
is
sus.
I played so much Among Us.
Reference is always ER.
Look up how to spell imposter. Look up.
Well, is it just like a gray with an A, gray with an E situation?
Oh. Oh, whoa. Well, well, well. Mm. Imposter, ER.
Imposter, ER syndrome.
Wow.
I don't know.
Look
looks like you can spell it both ways.
Brendan number one is lying.
Okay, I have to go. I'm very late for a meeting. Sorry, Shell. Love you. Be there in a sec. Okay, goodbye, guys. Thank you for having me on the podcast. I've been Brendan number one.
Goodbye, Brendan number
goodbye.
One.
Peace out.
Shout out.
We're also completely wrong.
I'm so sorry.
What?
I said shout out.
Oh, yeah, bleep that.
Oh, I will bleep that. I will bleep that.
Yeah.
We'll bleep it anyway.
Okay, so we were totally wrong about imposter being spelled with an O.
Do you want me to actually shout him out?
Messed up.
No.
I'll shout out anyone or anything. No.
That was
but like a disrespectful
moments.
Shout out.
Oh, didn't I make like a hate or like
yeah,
a
you
hit
did
list
you did try.
You oh,
tried.
You made a diss list.
Diss list.
Yeah, I'm making a diss.
Put him on that. Put
all right,
on
so
I gotta stand and do this. By the way, I'm holding
speaking
my.
Speaking of right. Speaking of real Brendan, I'm gonna read our text conversations.
Okay, stunning.
Hi, I'm having struggles getting back, and I said how bad, and he goes, is it possible I call into the show, and I said yes in a moment. He goes, like it's gonna take a while. I forgot my phone at his place. Had to go back from Elmont. And I said, Jesus. And he said, yeah.
How did he forget his phone?
He got all the way to Elmont and then realized he didn't have his phone?
No, he was coming home from Elmont and realized
okay,
he didn't have his phone.
Okay.
I don't know
I
how he got
like
on the
city,
I don't know how we got on the train.
Yeah.
But so we could do a call in. I'm trying to figure out like how to do that technically. Because
just call him on your phone.
No, we could, yeah, but
yeah, we could and it will work, dude. Come on. Like, what are you worried about?
No, because I want to get, like, I'm just picky.
What's your vision? What's your vision?
I wanted to get all of us hooked up to some sort of headphones.
So we can look real cool if
anyone
else
and then record, screen record
oh, I
my
have
phone on the laptop so we get a clearer of his voice
oh,
rather
okay.
than through the microphone.
Yo, did I ever mention anyone on the diss list or am I just concocting it?
No, you have not mentioned anybody on the diss list. All
right, well, I'm adding
but you
a new
mentioned
person.
The diss list.
The diss list
not
currently has, it has six, actually seven people, but two are grouped together, people on the diss list right now.
Okay, so should
the first
we,
one is hilarious.
Should we just, are you, you're not gonna, you wait till the end of the season though, right?
Yeah, I think it's an end of season thing,
sure.
I guess. I don't
yeah.
know.
That checks out.
So if we called Brendan, what would we talk about?
What if we scam call him?
Does he even have his phone back? Like, how did he text you? He didn't have his phone.
Can we scam call Brendan?
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Hold on, no, yeah. because we have a semi unfamiliar voice.
Exactly.
If it's one, if it's Kevin,
and
or
I can do accents and shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Scam call him.
What's the story? What's the story?
I don't know.
What do they normally do, a casual scam call?
What would he believe, though? Because he knows that we're recording at this time.
Okay,
dude,
I got it, I got it, I got it, I got it. No. Over a year ago, this was in, like, last October, like, among, like, the first,
oh,
like, three or four months of me knowing Brendan.
Okay.
We have this car rental service on campus called Zipcar. And Brendan had not crashed a Zipcar, but knocked the mirror off of a Zipcar.
Okay.
And
so crashed, by the way.
Yeah, and then they're like, okay, we're going to assess the damages. And then they called him like a couple months later and were like, hey, you owe us $1,000. And he's like, okay, fine. He, you know, got it clear with his parents. He gave him $1,000. And that money in the Zipcar system, they had the money, but they never like checked him off the list. So he kept getting calls from debt collectors who thought that he still owed money. And he was like insisting that he didn't owe money and they never believed him.
Oh my
so
God.
He had like multiple, not fights, but like multiple arguments with these people because they were hounding him for money that he already paid. And that's like $1,000.
Yeah.
So he called Zipcar and they're like, oh my God, we have the money. I'm so sorry. What if we pose as a debt collector?
Yes.
Asking him for zip car money again. Okay. All
right.
Let's.
Here's the thing. We got to do it so perfectly because we're on podcast time right now.
Yeah.
So we got to like really make it flawless.
Okay. Okay. So then we need to type up a script.
Tell him
listen. Here's what we're going to do. Brendan has no idea that Mint is on the podcast right now.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. We're going to call him. Kevin and I are going to be talking to him on air, and you are going to call him over and over again until he has to hang up and answer the phone.
Okay.
And then from there, we put him on. You can call from the fake phone.
Okay, okay, perfect.
Okay. That's what we're going to do. We're almost done with the script. Let's get this going.
Oh my God. I'm so excited.
Okay. So, Minta, I'm going to put in.
Do you think he recognizes my voice enough? Should I, like, deepen it or change it a little bit?
What kind of accents can you pull? Something mild.
I know, that's the thing. Mild? I don't know. I can do, like, only the extremes, like French, British, and, like, Southern, which is bad.
Can we hear your Southern?
Southern. I mean, it's like a slide Southern.
Okay, are we ready?
That's good enough, honestly.
Okay.
Southern. Do Southern. Fuck you.
Hello, this is Penelope Darbus. Yeah, that's fine.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey.
Oh, my God. Are you still in the room?
Yeah, no, we're still recording.
Okay, I'm still in Manhattan.
Oh, bro.
Brendan, man.
It's been a fucking nightmare. I left my phone in his apartment, so I had to turn around at Elmont.
Do you have your phone now?
Yeah, I'm talking to you on the phone
right now. Oh, okay.
As I'm on my way.
Wait, Brendan, can you do me a favor right now?
What?
Can you stand up?
Oh, yeah, you have to be standing.
Oh, I've been standing for hours.
Okay.
All right, well, then keep standing.
So, yeah, I'll just stand on the train home, and, you know... I mean, are we on, like, where are we in the show?
We had just done, I didn't answer your first call because we were doing Pete News.
Oh, okay, y'all are on Pete News, so did y'all do some shit before Pete News?
Jake came in and we did a prank call.
Oh, prank on who?
So we actually went back to the old prank account, like, the the old prank subreddit. And
prank subreddit.
We got, like, a very short conversation with just some dude who was doing like a Bitcoin scam.
Okay.
He just cussed us out and it was kind of funny.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, sorry, man. I did not plan on this.
No, it's okay. It's seriously fine.
Okay, you know what I mean? I don't want to be a wishy-washy individual. I realize this is the first episode of Waiting for Davidson I might miss.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Which is, I've never missed an episode. I guess technically.
All right, call him for the first time. He won't answer.
I never have.
Wait, have I ever missed an episode?
What?
Andrew, have I ever missed an episode?
Have you ever? No, I don't. Kevin's missed parts of episode.
What episode?
Kevin's
missed episodes.
Has Kevin ever missed an episode?
Yes.
Which? Okay. Oh no, I missed the Sadie one.
Oh, you did miss the Sadie one.
Yeah,
just wait a minute before you call him back.
So I guess this is my turn.
You just hopped the turn. Are you getting on the subway right now?
Yes, I am.
Wait, Brendan, where are you?
I'm in Pelham Bay because a number keeps trying to fucking call me. So I'm going to just answer and
okay.
I'll let you know what happens.
All right, that's fine. All right. Call us back.
Call us back, bro.
Peace.
Hello, this is Penelope Darbus calling for Zipcar. Is this Brendan?
Yes, hi.
Oh, hi there. I'm just calling to let you know that you have an outstanding balance of, it looks like, $1,000 that was due back in October.
No, I don't.
It says here that you do in our system. I'm sorry to tell
you. Are you from Viking or from Zipcar?
From Zipcar. Is
okay, that's not true. I paid that debt. I paid that off. So you can check again because
I really don't appreciate this sass. It says here in our system you still owe us $1,000 and it was due way back in October. Who was it that you talked to?
That's not true. Just look at the receipt because I have a receipt of that. I paid that debt, and honestly, I'm going to see y'all in court, because this has been...
Okay, we might see you in court, but can I ask who you talked to?
I've talked to people from Viking Group. I'm about to get on the subway. I've talked to people from Bike Group. I've talked to people from Zipcar. I've talked to a ton
of people. Okay, well, I'm here from Zipcar, and we do not have any record of that.
Should we wrap it up?
Is this a prank?
Sir, this is not a prank. I'm calling you from Zipcar. You have $1,000.
This is a prank.
Brendan! No! No!
Okay, call him back.
Okay.
Call him back and I'll, from your phone and I'll go.
Okay. Let's just pretend that didn't happen. We still have him.
Okay.
Yo, what was that?
Was that a prank?
Was what?
Was that a prank?
Was what? Who called you?
I got a call from Zipcar.
Again?
From Zipcar a week after I settled it, so I think it's a prank.
From who?
Who would be pranking you?
I don't know. It might be you guys putting somebody up to it.
Who? Ooh. Bro, like, we're...
It's just me and Andrew.
It was a girl.
What did they say? Brendan? Oh. Did he get on the subway? Brendan? Oh, we need him for this. We need him for this. Brendan. Brendan. Oh, fuck.
I think we could totally get him again, though. If we, because you could just call him back and be like, hey, asshole.
Yeah.
He's calling again. Hello?
I need you to tell me right now if that was a prank.
Why? What, like?
If what was a prank?
I need you to tell me right now because I'm going to hire a lawyer. Like, I need you to tell me if this was a prank.
You're
going to
hire a lawyer? Ted 2?
Tell me. Stop. I need you to tell me if it's a prank.
If what is a prank?
That
oh my God, fuck both of you. It's a prank.
If what is what a prank?
What, the Zipcar thing?
Zipcar? What happened with Zipcar?
Fuck both of you. It's a prank, right? They called me again.
Add us to the call.
Call. Yeah, put us on the call. What's happening? Oh, did we lose him again? Brendan? Okay. I don't actually want him to, like, text his parents.
Yeah, I know.
Call him again. He just hung up. Yeah, call him again.
Hello? Hello, is this Brendan again?
No! No, oh, he hung up. Fuck. I'm calling.
Tell him to put us on a conference call.
What is our plan with that?
Oh, fuck.
I'm scared he's actually gonna, like, call a lawyer.
I think he knows. Brendan!
Andrew, I need you to tell me right now. I'm 1 minute away from a breakdown.
Okay, yeah. It was, you were this week's prank victim.
Okay.
We have Minta here in the studio right with us now who just
Hi,
called
Brendan.
You from our fake number.
I knew I recognized the voice and I'm telling you, like, I'm fucking...
Did we lose you again? Are you there? Oh my God, we lost him again.
Oh my God.
That was so funny. We got him for
we
a decent
him.
Amount
we
of time,
him.
Yeah.
Dude, he said he was 1 minute away from we're
a like a. Okay,
oh
well, I'm going
to
see you guys in court.
Like, yeah, we'll see you in court, brother.
Damn. He's going to hate me now.
I hope he could appreciate it, because we did get him.
We did.
Brendan?
Please leave your message. Oh.
Damn.
Yeah, what do we do now?
Now what?
Yeah, what do we? What else do we? Normally, we like argue at this point.
Yeah, we get mad about something.
Fuck you.
No, waiting for Davidson's been getting diabolical with these pranks. We're like, we're going for the heart
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
you know?
Damn.
Here's the thing. Like, I know it's my turn, and you know it's your turn at some point. So I'm just gonna be on freaking like
yeah.
full on.
Yeah, the right, karma you guys have been putting out into the universe, it's gonna come back and bite you.
I don't know. I've had my fair share of prank calls. You know, I've been the victim in the past.
I've been the victim. That's what started all of this.
Yeah.
Your origin
yeah, I'm
story.
Yeah, I'm out to get revenge, you know?
Dun-dun-dun.
Brendan.
Brendan, please.
Please leave your message for 3.
Brendan.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was going through shitty service. First of all, I knew it was a prank.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
The minute I did it.
Yeah.
The minute I did it, but upon reflection, right?
Upon reflection. Hindsight is 20/20, brother.
Immediate instinct was to react. First of all, good on y'all, because you fucking had me.
Thank you. Thank you. That's what we like to hear.
But what my thought was after I hung up the second time, I was like, literally, like, she said it was due in October and it was due in August.
No, oh, you fucked it up.
Wow, bro.
And the person who would have known, so that's how I knew.
Hmm. Oh, damn.
And the other thing is the people trying to contact me are from a place called Viking.
Right, and I knew that there was another place.
When I got a call from Zipcar, I was like, how the fuck is this in their hands now? They're the ones who just solved it for me.
Right, exactly. And that's why we knew you were going to get frustrated.
I mean, obviously, good job, Mint. I love you. Like,
wow, thank you.
Also, I recognize the 845.
Well, clearly not after the first couple times we called. Yeah, I was thinking about changing the number, but we decided against it.
Yeah, did y'all call me when I was trying to call y'all?
So we were writing the script when you called me for the first time. And so we were like, there's no way he'll think it's us if we call him while we're on the phone with him.
Oh, jeez. Oh, you read the fucking... You guys... Because I literally said, oh, shit, I'm getting a call from another number that won't stop. Bob.
Yeah, that was us, bro.
I know. But at the same time, I also think I have a solid enough understanding of how things work where I was by the second call, I was like, all right, either it's real urgent or this is something stupid. But next time around, guys, y'all are going to fucking get me so good.
If we did a little bit more, if I paid a little bit more attention to your Zipcar calls, we probably could have got you a little more.
Yeah, dude,
if y'all said it was from Viking, I think I may have lost my fucking mind.
I know. And I was trying to remember what it was called.
But then I was sitting, that's how I was able to catch on to the fact that it was a prank.
Because it was Zipcar?
Because there were things that didn't quite hold up, yeah.
Yeah.
Dang, we got to do our research before.
Yeah, we're going to have to do some more extensive research next time.
Yeah, and also, just so I can say this on blast on the podcast, every single person who has called me from Zipcar or Viking Group, sincerely fuck you.
Okay.
I am 19 years old and I went broke over this. Like, I knocked the mirror off a car.
Yeah, we told the story.
Yeah. Now I'm vaping.
Where are you right now?
Grand Central.
You're Grand Central, okay.
Damn.
Bro, yeah, Brendan, you can get fined if they catch you vaping.
Railroad Hall of Grand Central right now.
You can get fined if they catch you vaping, Kevin says.
Yeah, okay. So, find me.
You'll have another call like that.
Yeah.
You know what? If y'all get me on that, no, you can't. You just told me the prank.
That's what we want you to think.
Nah, you could actually get fined if you vape in, like, a subway station.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Huh.
I see like so many people out. Doing that, though.
Yeah, because nobody gaffes.
Yeah, nobody gives a fuck.
There are three police officers right in front of me. I'm going to take a giant cloud and see what happens.
Do it, and stay on call. Just go up and say, hey,
stay
officer.
On call.
Hold on. I'll FaceTime for evidence.
Oh, my God.
Oh. The glitch is crazy.
Oh. They're facing the other way.
Go in front of them. Officers, turn around.
He just hit his vape in Grand Central. Yeah, this is the standing episode, by the way.
We're all standing.
We're standing.
Wait, who's here?
Me, Kevin, and Minta.
Baz was Brendan number two.
Yeah, Baz was Brendan number
two. Actually, Brendan number one.
And Jake was part of like a little preliminary prank call that we did.
Oh, great. I knew I was going to be. I literally said this to my boyfriend. I was like, I bet I'm going to be the victim today.
And you were.
And
I was. Escalator of hell I'm on right now.
I love that escalator. I love that.
I've had to run down that drunk to catch a train, and it was the scariest thing in the world.
It sounds amazing, though.
It was great. Like, it was a movie moment, but... I almost tripped like five times.
Yeah, I fucking, I,
Oh shit, my train's in like 2 minutes.
You can hear now he's running down. Yeah.
Your friend Chris from class came in and said hi.
Oh yeah, that guy.
Who the fuck is Chris?
It's like longish hair.
Longish hair, yeah.
From Professor X's class.
Hey, who the fuck is that guy?
I don't know. He said he knew about Waiting for Davidson.
Yeah, I don't know who the fuck that is. Real talk, I have no idea who the fuck that is.
Okay.
Well, he knows you.
Yeah, this is the thing. This is the thing. Everyone I hang out with the exception of, like, two people is in that room right now. So when someone says, like, they know of me, like, who the fuck is Chris?
He's literally just a random. He's in my class. Brenna, I thought I told you.
Yeah, I think he's a freshman. I think so.
No, he's not.
Really?
Because he's in advanced audio production.
Oh,
so.
Then never mind.
Unless he got
yeah, that's so fucking weird.
Skipped ahead.
Maybe.
Literally, Chris, say hi to me. Like, if you want to, like, say you know me. Genuinely, I'm not an asshole anymore. Ever since I implemented the Larry David method.
Yeah.
After Andrew told me I was unapproachable too many fucking times for me to handle.
You asked. All right, Brendan, here's what I want you to do then. Make a, like, 2 to 5 minute voice memo and just talk about the Larry David method and what you just went through today, and I'll put it in so we can get a higher quality audio.
All right, that sounds great. Love you guys.
Thanks. Love you too.
Wait, Brendan, what should we talk about next, dude?
Yeah, what should we talk about?
Is Baz and Minta are in the room?
Baz is not. Minta is.
Never mind.
Whoa, what? Why are you shy? Why are you shy? What's up? What's up? That doesn't work like that. Oh, fuck you.
What happened at that particular fraternity?
The fraternity party.
Oh.
Fraternity party, so yeah.
Fraternity party.
Anyways, I'm not even real talk, I'm not even sure I'm on the right train
right now. Oh, God.
I'm just trusting the fucking process right
now. Where's your car parked?
I didn't take my car. I took Uber because I didn't want to get lost on the way to.
Okay.
Now you're lost on the way back.
I can hear the whistle of the LIRR. Is it moving?
Oh yeah, I'm on the train. It's. We're pulling out. All right, I'm about to go without service for about a minute. So.
Okay. Yeah. Record peace. Your thing.
I will.
All right. Peace. Great. What a great bit.
What a guy.
That was wonderful.
Wait. What did he tell us to do? Now?
He told us to talk about. Oh, you weren't even there that night.
Wait, yeah. What? Saturday night?
Yeah, that we got Baz. No, a couple weeks ago. We got Baz and Minta together.
Oh, right. No, you called me and you said, hey, say yes or no.
Yeah, and then you said yes. Yeah.
That was a scary time.
Where even was I? What was I up to?
You were at home. I don't know.
Oh, no, I got back from something. I can't remember. But I remember, I think I was on the train. Or like. I don't fucking remember.
Oh.
I'm just needing a little sensory experience.
You know.
Oh my god. The fucking standing episode. I knew this
time. Oh, so you're the one going crazy on the standing episode.
I knew this time
would
come.
Do you want to wear these?
Hell no.
They're kind of.
Are you actually like uncomfortable?
I'm not like uncomfortable, but I'm like angsty like I thought I would. I'm like freaking in my mode.
Yeah, man. let's fight about something.
Go with the pregnancy stance. Really.
Ow! Oh, Kevin just slapped me in the
Kevin
balls.
Kevin is actively beating up Andrew right now.
Oh my god, he's
spanking
my ass.
Right
I'm
now.
Bent over the
Whoa.
Counter right
Why
now.
Why are they making out right now? Holy shit. I think I should leave the room, guys. Oh, whoa.
Kevin, you gave it up for Lent.
God is not real.
You gave it up for Lent.
No!
He gave up bottle flipping for Lent.
Oh!
I'm not doing this.
I'm gonna get it so soon, bro. You don't even know. How many bottle flips have I landed on the podcast? Like two?
Yeah, probably only like two.
Make it three.
I'm about to. That was almost it. You guys could just talk.
Oh! I was gonna say.
First two in a row ever on the podcast right now.
Wow.
All right, worth a shot.
I'm done.
Just gonna keep going in the background there.
Well, I was gonna say we could all just simultaneously go, oh, like it landed. You know, they wouldn't know.
That's true.
It did land. Yeah, see, it didn't land that time.
Oh! Three in a row?
Oh!
I should just keep going, huh?
Oh!
Four in a row, dude. I'm on a roll.
Whoa!
I don't know about that one.
No, because they're not surprised, because I've landed so many.
Yeah, it's just, okay, there's six.
Damn.
Oh, that was seven. That was, you see that?
Yeah. You landed it normally.
Wow.
That was eight, nine.
Going for 10 in a row.
10?
All right, let me actually try now.
All right, Kevin, I'm done with this. I'm done with this bit. I'm over it.
The bit is dead.
The bit will be revived.
Kevin, I'm over the bit.
I'm over the bit too, dude.
Okay. Are you? Yeah, but now we have nothing to talk about. Usually
I'm
I'll
back with the bit.
No. Usually I'll put in little subjects.
Whenever you can find something to talk about, I'll stop. Think up, buddy.
While Kevin's bottle flipping, we'll play Brendan's clip. He's on the train right now recording it, and you guys are going to get to hear it before we do, sequentially.
No way. I get 2 to 5 minutes of me flipping the bottle?
No, I'm just going to cut.
That's not how this works, man. That's not how this works.
You just gave me another 2 to 5 minutes. All right, Kevin. Let's keep going.
All right. Hi, Waiting for Davidson. I'm on the train. I left my cell phone. Okay, hold on. I'm about to find out whether or not I'm on the correct train. Oh shit, I gotta pay my ticket. Alright, so my day's been a mess. It's been a real fucking mess, I'll tell you that. Yeah. My bank shut off my debit card for no fucking reason today. Because I put money into the account. And I usually don't do that. And apparently that's grounds to shut my fucking credit card down. So now I have to just, you know, I took out cash from the bank. And every time I want money, now I have to go to the bank and say, hey, can you please give me money until I get my debit card, which feels like it will be forever, even though it'll be 5 days. I left my phone in Midtown while I was at Elmont. So that's great. So I turned around and I went back to Midtown and grabbed my phone, and then now I'm back towards Elmont, literally just leaving Grand Central now. I've never missed an episode of Waiting for Davidson, and it feels really weird not being in the room right now, and I'll be actually completely honest with you guys. Like, that's a strange experience. I got pranked by my own prank show, which is also pretty fucking awesome and cyclical and... yeah, we're real full circle for Brendan today. In more ways than one, we'll elaborate on that next week. Or not. Honestly, it depends on what I feel like talking about. But whatever. I'm doing good. I'm doing good right now at the very least. And I cannot wait to get home, to eat food, to smoke a big fat fucking joint, do all the things I usually do at night. But you know, it's not easy being 19 years old. And I think that's something that a lot of people forget. And I don't know. I've been thinking a lot about how people like to glorify and like talk about all the great shit that's going on with college kids and within college as an environment and within like all that kind of stuff. And you know, we take away from the reality that things aren't always so great. And if you're feeling like me today, like you're having a really rough time and things aren't going your way, then they just ain't right now. And my Kermit the Frog optimism will tell me to tell y'all that y'all figure it out. Because there's nothing you can fucking do. You'll figure it out. And, you know, life will move on. Or it won't. And in that case, why does it matter anyway? All right. You got the ramblings of a madman that you needed tonight. I'll be hopefully back in the studio by the time the episode is finished recording. I don't know if I will be, real talk. But Yeah, I forgot what I was going to say.
I officially give up with it. All it's right. not even a bit. It's a lifestyle.
Oh.
Oh.
What would you call something you give up for Lent? It's
a sacrifice?
Well, usually it's like a vice that you have that you like...
Sipping, yeah, usually it's like a not like an addiction, but it's like something you do often that maybe isn't great for you.
Or what they taught me in my very progressive Catholic school, you should actually take something on during Lent.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm taking on being hotter and cooler.
Yeah,
and,
I should take on drugs, money.
I'm taking on shotgunning White Claws. And
shotgunning White Claws.
I do it with my key necklace.
I've done that with my dad, actually.
Oh, wow. Little father-son bonding.
Yeah. This year for Lent, I am going to get an ice luge.
Wow. Dang.
Do you guys know what that is?
No.
Neither
I do.
Do share.
An ice luge is basically this giant chunk of ice. Where they carve two not rivers, but like two little like paths in it. They look like little rivers.
Little rivers.
And you pour hard liquor in the top, and it floats down the river. And you put your on the bottom, and it falls in your mouth.
Damn, I feel like they did
my
that.
My sister got mono from one of those.
Oh, that's a sensitive subject for me right now. Mono.
Oh yeah. How are you doing? You're not wearing the mask today.
No, I had an appointment with health services this morning, but I showed up late, so it's my fault, and then they told me to come back. After I walked there in the pouring rain, it's kind of fucked up.
Oh, that's fucked up.
But I'm feeling better. Now I just have, a cold from Baz, probably.
Right,
just a normal cold.
Yeah. You guys spend a lot of time together.
I don't know what you're insinuating.
Nothing at all?
Yeah. No, but at my preschool, they'd bring in massive ice blocks, and then we'd, carve at them, and, pour stuff on them, and, walk on them, and... We were doing all types of fuck-ass shit at hippie preschool.
You just weren't learning numbers, shapes, and colors.
No. They also had a boat play structure.
A what?
Like a boat play structure. Like an old boat.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
that they were just like, go play on it. And that's why boats should be on land.
Mm, so children can play on them.
So children can play on them. And you have to do kindergarten twice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. I feel like Brendan would say something now. He'd be like, I almost did kindergarten twice. You know?
Yeah. He probably did.
So that's genuinely why you're
that's genuinely why. When I was in preschool,
also
they put me
summer
on the
birthday,
assembly line.
So there's that whole thing.
Oh yeah, we have really close birth. You're a week older than me.
Yeah, 2 weeks actually.
2 weeks, yeah, because you're a June Cancer.
Yeah, June 30th.
Oh.
Yeah. For my preschool, they just put me on the assembly line.
Whoa.
I knew it would work.
I'm saying the factory.
Dude, you're gonna listen to that one and cry, bro.
For my preschool, I also I didn't go to a Catholic preschool. I think I went to a Presbyterian. I don't know, some sort of weird denomination.
Okay.
That my family wasn't. And I remember for our preschool graduation, we had to reenact the nativity scene.
Oh, a classic.
So it was my twin sister and I, and...
Were you the donkey?
No, but close. So it was a popularity contest between my sister, her name is Gracie, and I think it was this girl named Lily. It was either Lily or Olivia. And, oh no, her name was Julia.
Oh,
her name was Julia. And they were Gracie and Julia were fighting to be Mary. And the teacher had finally chosen Gracie. And Julia goes up and she goes... Well, there can be two Marys. And I don't know, that's something that has stuck with me. And then Gracie's childhood crush, Shakir, who we later found out Shakir's father had wrestled my father in high school.
Oh, okay.
Sports wrestling. Yeah, there's we watched a video of it.
In general, sports.
You know, I was curious. Maybe they were talking about hey, man, I hope your daughter is Mary and my son is Joseph in 15 years. And
yeah.
He's like, yeah, man.
I was never even considered to be Mary. It's really upsetting.
Yeah, there's a reason.
Well,
I'm kidding.
I was an angel, actually. I had to walk off stage of the nativity scene because I had to go throw up.
Stage fright.
No, literally. No, not even because I just had eaten four cupcakes right before.
Of course.
And I'm standing there hands in prayer position. Mary's walking down the aisle. It's Lindsay Snyder, of course. And I'm
Lindsay.
Walking down and I'm holy fucking shit, I'm about to blow right now. And I just walk off and I'm and then I run out the door and just start throwing up violently outside the church.
God.
And my old principal was are you okay, sweetie? And I was like, I threw up.
So I was insistent on being the cow, and I was so excited that I was the cow.
I'm so proud.
I got
of
to
you.
Wear like a little like cow print vest.
Did you have udders?
No, I did not have udders.
Fuck.
I had a paper mask that was a cow, and I had my cow vest on, and then I just had like my regular clothes on.
If I listen to what you say, I'm gonna fucking cry. Wanted to be the cow?
What? Yes, bro.
What the hell?
I wanted to be the cow.
You wanted to wear a cow thing?
No, I wore a fucking cow vest. That's all it was.
Oh, that's so funny.
I definitely have a picture.
Like? Yeah, find a picture.
Like Andrew, but just smaller in a cow vest.
How old were you? Like 8?
No, I was like 4.
Oh, damn.
This was preschool.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah, but you were 8 in preschool. Because you got held back.
Dude, you
so
guys,
much.
Your preschool sounded so much more fun than mine, bro.
Yeah, the factory's a hard life.
The fucking oil rig.
They had me out in the Pacific, bro.
Damn.
Grinding for the freaking war in the Middle East.
My God. When would this have been? Oh, speaking of udders, actually, though, I immediately... Cool. I'm going to post both of these.
Oh, my God. Those aren't...
No, it's not a real cow. But it's a fake cow.
I was
going to
say, that's a weird
And you could
ass.
Squeeze the udders and milk it. And I clearly had a very good time
up.
Doing that. Yeah.
I've done you like that. Doing that?
It's very
You
telling.
Must have loved doing that.
Okay.
That's why he wanted to be the cow.
You know what? I mean, maybe it is. Because I was the cow.
It all
connects.
Up.
Yeah.
All right.
I was the cow shortly after. November, December... When was it?
Well, did you do it around, because it's the nativity, around
No,
December?
But I think it was in, like, April.
It's a weird-ass time to do
It is
that.
A weird-ass time to do that, but...
When? No, it's Easter.
Oh, maybe
That's
it was
That's not
Easter.
When he was born. It's when he resurrected.
I'm at Easter right now.
It's, like, second birth.
Wait, what are we talking about? Christmas?
Well, no, it
well,
would be my...
The nativity scene is, like...
Oh, that is during Christmas.
That is.
Right, but it would be my preschool graduation.
Which is what, April, May?
Did you go to a Catholic preschool?
No, I went to a Presbyterian preschool. I think it was Presbyterian.
Like
different denomination. What?
Cool. Nah, you could cut that one out.
See, now we're in June.
What is Presbyterian, though, actually?
It's like, because there's like Catholic, Episcopalian, Presbyterian. They're all just like the same thing, but slightly different fonts.
Oh, you know what? It must have been the year after.
I know Episcopalian. My mom goes to an Episcopalian church.
I don't know exactly what makes Presbyterians different, though.
I know the difference between Episcopalian, there could be...
women pastors?
Yeah, that, and I think they like gay people more.
Yeah, they do. Okay. Yeah, they're chill.
Oh, here it is, here it is.
Chill-ish.
Oh, no, wait, this is just graduation. Where's the cow? Oh, maybe it was
it
earlier
It was all
then.
A dream. It never happened. He was never a cow, guys.
Was it December?
I'm going to go to the bathroom. It's a stand here, so I can just walk out.
Damn. Just like that.
Perhaps. Yes! Here it is!
Yes.
Here it is! Here it is. Boom! That is me as the cow.
Did you draw that? That's wow. That's so cow-like.
Boom.
Aww.
That's Julia. That's Julia.
That's Julia. That's quite a square haircut you have.
I'm actually getting my haircut tomorrow, so I show them this picture.
Yes, please do.
I'll be like, hey.
Please do.
Yeah, I want to look like this.
Can you recreate this?
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. I'm going to show Kevin as soon as he gets back.
So cow. Stunning.
So did you want to be the angel or did you want to be Mary?
In a dream world, I would have loved to be Mary. I just knew it wasn't in the books for me.
Right, yeah.
It wasn't going to happen.
You weren't at that level yet. I found it, bro.
You found it?
I found
yeah,
the picture of me
it.
As a cow.
See? He's so cow.
That's Gracie as Mary. That's Shakir.
Hey.
The whole cast is coming together. Oh, God. I saw that.
You got to think of something to say or else I'm going to flip the bottle. You got to keep the conversation moving. Mm-hmm. Come on, say something, dude. Say anything.
I'm all talked out. I've had so many
frat
meetings today.
Yeah. How many did you have today?
5.
Oh, I had 4. Yeah, I guess I can't complain. Yeah, my last one was this fucking loser.
No, me too.
It
the conversation wouldn't end. I was trying to escape, like,
so many times.
And then they're
times.
Like, oh my God, please let me sit in on your podcast, please.
Yeah, it was really
and
annoying.
I'm pretty sure that they actually sabotaged
Because I go into this room
Brendan.
And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to sit in here and do work. And then this fuck-ass bitch starts recording as if, like, that's what you're supposed to do in here.
Mm.
And first of all, the room when I walk in, moist as hell. Like, what was he doing?
That was not my
here?
Fault. When we walked in here
no,
today, the room was fucking
humid.
Like, humid.
And like,
it still kind of is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still feel a little sticky.
It's like, it's just been a wet day. Like, it's been wet outside.
Yeah, well, it's raining out.
But it hasn't been raining. It's just you walk outside
it's
and
like
it's
misting.
Like, it's just wet out.
Dude, it's like opium, dude. I looked out of my window and I was like, oh my God, this is like Destroy Lonely Song.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Detroit.
No,
this is like Detroit.
Hold on, let me show you what it looked like today.
I was there.
You're going to play a song.
Okay, yeah. Sure. If you ask for it, then
no,
sure.
I'm not asking. But I'm just gonna have to cut it out because it's copyrighted.
No, you're not, because I'm leaving it in, and it's called In the Air by Destroy Lonely.
This is what it looks like.
All right. And that's all we can play of that song before we get taken off the air.
Alright, I'm done with.
All right, what's something crazy we can do to end the episode?
Oh, I totally know. Land this first try.
It's crazy how you just landed that first try. Wow.
See y'all next week.
All right, we forgot to do shout-outs.
Yeah, we forgot to do shout-outs, so my bad. I have to stand up. Shout-out Dr. Dirt. Shout-out Mr. Mulch. Shout-out Sardines. Shout-out Ultra Bounce. Shout-out Osu Game. Shout out Thug Shit. Shout out Certified Trapper for Beat the Kotonai. Shout out Having Fun. Shout out The Wrong Political Take requested by Andrew. Andrew shouted out The Wrong Political Take. And shout out Ratatouille. Goodbye, everyone.